This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the Kona Edge. You might have seen the title of this podcast and clicked on it for that reason. You might be thinking, Brad Brown has lost his marbles. Wine barrels, cell phones, what's he on about? Well, today's podcast you are absolutely going to love. We catch up with Stefano Passarello once again to talk a little bit about some of the things he's done to improve his swim. One of them's got to do with wine barrels and stealing cell phones. So make sure you stick around for it. It's definitely worth a listen. And if you're listening to this on the day we release it, it is Thanksgiving in the United States. And if you're celebrating, happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. I hope you have a blessed holiday season. And this is pretty much the start of it. So, yeah, happy Thanksgiving from all of us here at the Kona Edge. Before we get into today's podcast, just a massive thank you to our sponsor today. It is Health IQ. And you may have seen Health IQ featured on websites like TechCrunch.com, CNBC.com, and Forbes.com last week. They're doing some amazing things in the life insurance space. They partner with established life insurance companies to offer policies to triathletes, marathon runners, cyclists, and other health-conscious people with rates that, get this, on average between 4 and 33% lower than you could traditionally expect. So if you have life insurance and you're not quite satisfied with the rates you're getting, and let's be honest, life insurance is one of those grudge purchases, and I think we all feel like we're paying too much. Or if you don't have life insurance, then head over to this URL right now, okay? It is healthiq.com/Kona. You can get yourself a free quotation right now, and I'm pretty sure we can save you some money. So that is an absolute winner. And what Health IQ is, it's built on a data-driven approach to underwriting, which seeks to reward people for healthy behavior rather than penalizing them for red flags. Like, for example, Health IQ won't automatically punish you for your family history, which is pretty cool because, let's be honest, we all have a family member or a few family members who really should be a lot more active. And your life insurance rates that you're currently paying are subsidizing them. And that's definitely not fair. So go check out Health IQ. If you'd like to discover how much you can save on your life insurance, get to that URL right now. It is healthiq.com/Kona, or simply scroll down in the podcast player you're listening to this podcast on and click on the link. You'll go straight through there now. It'll only take a few minutes. Go check them out. That's healthiq.com/Kona. Coming up next, we chat to Stefano Passarello. Welcome back onto the Kona Edge. We head back to Hong Kong to catch up with Stefano Passarello. Stefano, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Brad. How are you?
Yeah, fantastic. Stefano, you said to me in our first chat that obviously you're very new to the sport of triathlon. You love swimming. You might not necessarily be the best of it, best at it, but you can swim. Tell me a little bit about your swim training. I mean, how many times in the build-up to Kona were you swimming a week? What sort of stuff were you doing?
Yeah, probably I was one of the worst swimmers in Kona, but probably I was the one that enjoyed the most. Well, I just enjoy swimming. My father is Sicilian, so I feel like one thing with the water. I just feel good in the water, but I'm not fast. I'm very far from being fast. Actually, like on average, my time in swimming in the last part of the ranking. But you know, I was lucky enough to find a friend. I would call him mentor. I'm not coached and I'm uncoachable. So this is something that I want to remark and I need to remark because I feel sorry for everyone that has tried to coach me. But I have friends that really advise me on good things. And this guy, Andres, he was super cool one day. We went to the pool together. We randomly met and he said, you know what? You should take care of your technique. You need to feel like you are rolling on oak of Italian wine and somebody is stealing your phone. So when you need to catch your phone that somebody has been stealing, and you're in a roll on an oak. And after that, you know, my technique improved dramatically and I enjoy even more. And another thing that he said is you don't need to go like out for like big sessions, killing yourself and stuff like this. Okay, this guy was coached by Mark Allen. So just to let you know that he was not completely clueless about what he was saying. So he said, you need to develop a feel for water. So just go every day, even for 700 meter, 1K. And maybe once a week, if you feel good, just go along. And, you know, Kona is only 4K. It's not too bad. If you can do 4K on the pool and win the boredom of doing in a pool, you can do it in Kona and see turtles. And this is what I did. I was so having so much fun that it took me extra time to finish.
I love that.
I recovered on the run, yeah?
I love the fact that there are wine barrels included in your swim technique. It can only be because you're Italian and you love good wine.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a method to visualize it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And also, I think that's great advice with regards to the feel of the water, just especially for somebody who hasn't swum lots in their life. You might be comfortable in the water, but it's probably, like you say, better to swim a lot more shorter sessions than to do one or maybe two really long sessions a week.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the thing is, your brain kind of adapts slowly and you need to go frequently. So I think, I mean, in my opinion, I cannot be as accurate in giving advice or advocating anything as I would be in running, for example, which is my background. But what I understood from my first year into triathlon is swimming is something that it's very technique based. And if I need to choose between swimming seven times a week, 100 meters, and swimming one time a week, 3,000 meters, I will go for the everyday a little bit. Just because you refresh, you remind yourself what is swimming, and then it comes naturally.
Without a doubt. Now that Kona's done, are you still swimming? Are you still planning on swimming? Is it something, I mean, you spoke about getting injured in the cross training, injured with the running and how the cycling's helped. Are you going to continue swimming even if you don't continue in triathlon?
Well, yeah, definitely. I will because it's a very good recovery tool. I love diving and I do think that swimming is also pretty good for mental strength. So I want to nurture my son in being a swimmer. The day before Kona, I went swimming with him at the pier. So it was a beautiful moment. I wanted to show where everybody started to swim. So I naturally love swimming. Swimming is part of me. You know, I come from an island, so I need to swim.
As far as workouts go, in the build-up to Kona, were you, I mean, like you said, with your run training and cycling training, most of it was low intensity. Did you follow the same approach in swimming, or did you do some sort of quicker high-intensity sets?
Oh, really? I mean, Brad, frankly speaking, even if I want to be faster, I couldn't. So I'm very slow at swimming, and I probably, you know, if I need to push, probably I'll push like 5 to 6 times 100 meters, then rest 10 seconds and then push it again. But again, I do believe that in swimming, even more than anything else, it's more about the technique and the feel for water, for what I've seen until now. But again, I'm relatively inexperienced, and I every time I swim, I just feel it. I just think as a warm up, because for me the race starts towards the end of the cycling at the beginning of the run. I'm very unbalanced, and although I can achieve pretty incredible results, it's really unbalanced towards the later stage of the race. But to answer your question, I'm sorry, I don't do much of intensity.
No, that's
water.
That's perfect. And it's a case of just getting out the water feeling good enough so that you can get on the bike and get off and feel good enough so that you can absolutely hammer the run.
Yes, exactly. Find the motion, be on the oak, and somebody stealing your phone. That's my mantra.
I love that. I absolutely love that. Well, Stefano, it's been great catching up once again. I look forward to talking about your bike next time.
Absolutely. Thank you, Brad.
Today's Coach's Corner brought to you by Superfly Coaching. They've helped dozens of athletes reach Ironman Kona, the 70.3 World Championships, and even the Olympic Games. Their coaches, along with Joe Friel, have written several books on training methodologies. Their experienced coaches are uniquely qualified to recognize your skills while addressing your weaknesses. Their coaches have already helped athletes just like you reach their goals, so let them help you. Whether you're attempting to release pounds or shave off a few seconds, they're with you every step of the way. Are you interested in upping your game from acceptable to exceptional? By partnering with your passion and their experienced coaches, you can reach your full potential. Their coaching plans are like their clients, no two are alike. Once you've chosen your service level that works best for you, your coach will begin to develop your customized plan. Don't let stomach issues ruin your race. From coaching to nutritional advice, they cover it all. To discover more about Superfly Coaching, head over to theKonaEdge.com/coaching. And don't forget, if you're a coach or have a coaching business and would like to get a plug on the podcast, head over to theKonaEdge.com/coaching. And that is it for this edition of the Kona Edge. Thank you so much for listening. I love when you can visualize what people do. And I can just see Stefano now on that wine barrel, reaching for a cell phone. Stefano, I loved it. Absolutely loved my chat with you once again. Look forward to catching up next week about your bike. And that's it for the show today. Another quick iTunes review going in from Kevin OK 44 in the United States. Not the most of glowing, the most glowing of iTunes reviews, if I have to be honest, giving us a 3-star, saying I used to love listening to this podcast, but now it's got too much advertising. Kevin, I'm sorry that you feel that way, mate. Unfortunately, we need to keep the lights on. There's obviously lots of costs that go into creating one of these things. It's practically a full-time job. I'm married. I've got 3 kids. I've got school fees to pay, and we need to pay the bills somehow. If you don't like the ads, what you can do is access the commercial-free podcast. Head over to thekonaedge.com/support. You literally buy me a cup of coffee a month, and you can get the podcast without the ads. I'm sorry you feel that way. Thank you for taking the time to leave us a review. It is hugely appreciated. You are in the draw to win that Ironman entry as well. And just so you know, it's the ads that pay for that. I'm not Rockefeller, I'm the other fella. So it's the ads that allow me to pay for people to do Ironman around the world. So that's why we have them. And Kev, thanks for your feedback. I really do appreciate it. If you have any feedback, thoughts, or suggestions, you can email me, brad@thekonaedge.com. It comes straight into my inbox. Or alternatively, you can do exactly as Kev did and leave us an iTunes review. I look forward to hearing from you as well. Until next time, from myself, Brad Brown, it's cheers and a massive thank you to our sponsor. It was brought to you by Health IQ, an insurance company that helps health-conscious people get special life insurance rates. Go to healthiq.com/Kona and you'll support the show, and you'll also learn more about getting some pretty decent health insurance rates. What you can do, that URL once again, healthiq.com/Kona.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.